Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, we all know, don't we, that the cost of food is going through the roof. And if you're making dinners or if you're paying at the till, you'll know that certain meats have increased recently. So what are butchers seeing when it comes to prices, and how can you make those meals go a little bit further while not spending much more? I'm joined from our Waterford studio by Chef Holly Dalton, and on the line by Sarah Kelly, who's co-owner of the Village Butcher Shop in Ranelagh. And Sarah, I just want to go to you first. Are you seeing this now with customers when it comes to prices and habits changing, the way people shop and what they're buying?
Definitely, absolutely. It's not just meat in general, groceries. I have just like the increase is shocking, really, how much it's jumped. So definitely your weekly shop, you're definitely feeling it. So where people would have maybe come in with a rough idea of what they wanted and anything that was in front of them, they may buy extra bits of this, bits of that, come in for three things, I go out with six. That's gone now. They're right. Definitely buying less, and they're definitely being a bit more selective about what they're buying.
Okay, and maybe buying for the next 2 days as opposed to buying for the week, would you say?
Well, I think that would be the way to go. That's definitely the way I'm going, because I can't afford to be wasting food. So if you're just buying on the hoof, you know, going in, doing a big shop, throwing it in the fridge, 3 or 4 days later, you're looking at something, you're like, oh, I forgot that was there. It's going in the bin. That's gone. You just can't afford to be doing that. Even with your basic staples, food is so expensive now.
And even things like mince. I mean, what mince was always the thing we could fall back on, you know, if you wanted something
mince
a bit cheaper.
Mince was the cheap dish. There's nothing cheap anymore. If someone asks me, you know, what is the cheap go-to? There just isn't a cheap cut. It's cheaper than, you know, the prime cuts, but there's nothing really cheap anymore. Yeah, mince has gone shockingly expensive. You know, a pound of mince is up at 8-9 euros for a pound of mince.
So
for good quality mince.
Are you saying, Sarah, there's nothing really we can switch to that's a bit cheaper?
There is. Obviously, if you're buying the prime cuts, you can definitely switch to a cheaper cut. It's cheaper than the prime cut, but I wouldn't say anymore there's cheap cuts. Food is not cheap. The day of cheap food, and definitely the day of cheap meat, is gone. I couldn't say there's a cheap cut, but there is cheaper cuts, definitely.
And you really notice it with the steak, you know, and a lot of people would have had a nice steak once a week. And if you're feeding a family, it's hard to do that now. I mean, you're into 50 euro if you want to feed your family
Absolutely.
With steak.
A good quality, you know, prime ribeye steak is easily 10 euros per steak. So, yeah, if you're feeding 4 or 6 people, it's quite an expensive jump. And then when you're adding on your sides and maybe your pepper sauce, and it's quite expensive. Mm. It's a treat now. Yeah. Yeah.
But
definitely.
We had Nevin in here on Friday, and I was saying to him that I have, because I never liked chicken thighs, but because the chicken fillets are so expensive, if you get the boned chicken thighs and marinate them in something, that's a good way to disguise the grisly bits that you mightn't like.
Absolutely. And I kind of think there's no bad cuts if you just know how to cook with them. I would have, like, even roasting a chicken leg, I think is lovely cut. I always go for the leg off the chicken. I find it has more flavour. So even just roasting the chicken legs, a bit of seasoning, maybe a bit of paprika, the skin crisps up lovely. That's a lovely meal, and it's quite economical. That's a dinner, absolutely a dinner. You don't need to always be buying the chicken fillets.
And just when it comes to the other cuts then, because we were talking about the steak there, and that's you know, out of a lot of people's league at a tenner a pop, but different types of steak, like Bavette steak, what is that and why is it cheaper?
Yeah, this weekend we sold a lot of Bavette because it's great for the barbecue. And it's very good value, and you've no waste. So the Bavette is kind of off the where the abdomen is. It's very soft and tender, but it is quite sinewy. So you're cooking, you do need to know how to cook it, but it's a quick sear. So for the barbecue, it was a great one because everyone's on the barbecue. They wanted a steak, but they, you know, they were cautious of the price. So we sold a lot of Bavette. It's really a quick sear, a couple of minutes each side, let it rest, and then you slice through the whole steak. You've no waste, and it's lovely and soft. And it's like 50% cheaper than a ribeye is going to cost you. So it is good value.
So
things like flank steak. Yeah, quick sear. You've just got to be careful in the cooking of those kind of cuts. Definitely. They just need a little bit more attention to how you cook it.
And you were saying a flank steak there before I interrupted you. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so the flank and skirt, these are all from the abdomen of the animal. So they do need a little bit of extra cooking, but they are really, really good value. But they are also really, really good flavour. Once you know how to cook them, if you marinate something as well, what you marinate in can break it down. It'll soften the meat. If you're using doing a stir fry and you marinate the flank in some baking soda and then you just fry it off in the pan, it'll be really, really soft. And that's what actually a lot of the Chinese restaurants would do. They would use flank and they marinate it in the baking soda and it just breaks down the sinews. Mm-hmm. You've got a lovely soft meat. So things like that, much cheaper than your prime cuts like your sirloin and your fillet.
Find a way to tenderise it. Holly listening to all of that, our chef. Hello, Holly.
How's it going, Claire?
Lovely to have you with us. Now, we were talking about mince and how mince has joined the ranks of expensive meats, which is hard to believe, isn't it? Because it was the old reliable. But you're stretching the mince using lentils, are you?
Yeah, like, you know, when people mention lentils, you know, people turn off the radio then. You know, it's just like, I don't want to hear about lentils. I don't want to hear about tofu. But, however, lentils are very like texturally similar to mince. And I've definitely found I have like this bolognese recipe I do. And bolognese, like you said, with the mince, it's an old reliable thing. But if you cut half of the mince with lentils, honestly, I swear you're not going to notice a difference flavor wise and texture wise. It's going to be very, very similar. And also I would recommend like beef mince is kind of primarily what we use in Ireland when we're cooking. But I have found if you go for the kind of stronger flavored meats, so like, you know, your lamb, even your chorizo, your andouilles, things like that, these obviously have a very much stronger flavor profile and you can use a lot less of them. And yet it will still be very noticeable that meat will be mm-hmm. in the dish. Another prime example that I would use is there's a kind of famous Sichuan Chinese dish called Mapo Tofu, which is basically like it's a silken tofu and then the sauce has like some pork mince in it. So it's kind of like the star of the show is the tofu, but you know, you're supplementing it with like a little bit of meat in the sauce. So it's kind of like it's not strictly vegetarian. I think when people kind of think about like, is it a meat dish or is it a vegetarian dish? Like these two things can come together and like they complement each other well. And lentils are very high in protein, as is tofu. And you know, I'm not a, you know, I like meat. Everybody, well, not everybody, but I really like meat. I cook with meat a lot. And, you know, but I have had to cut back on how much I'm eating because of how expensive it is
so
at the moment.
So you're not making the meat the star of the meal. Is that sort of a good guideline?
Or even like, you know, a good supporting cast, you know, a good ensemble cast. Like think about an ensemble cast, you know, you're going to have your lentils with your mince or you're going to have your tofu maybe with your mince. Like these two things can really like, they complement each other well. And even, you know, you can start maybe even think about using like stronger flavor ingredients just in general, like kind of your parmesan, your chilies, your garlics, things like that, that can really, you know, that's what you'll notice when you're eating it. Now, obviously, nutritionally, we have to be aware of what we're eating. And like, we do need protein. Like that's, you know, that's not going to change. And definitely supplementing with some kind of plant-based things can really, really help without cutting the meat out. Because, you know, I still like eating meat. I do eat meat every day, most days.
I do like Sarah's tip there, you know, get maybe the tougher cuts, but just be clever with how you're prepping them and marinating them in order to just make them lovely and soft and tender.
Absolutely. Like that's, and I'll talk to your local butcher. Like they know, they are the experts. Or, you know, you can talk to a local chef if you know a chef as well.
to your local Holly.
But also, like, a lot of things are very time sensitive. Like for me, generally, kind of Monday to Friday, I don't have very much time to cook at all. But you were talking about chicken thighs earlier. I cook chicken thighs every week, like normally twice a week, mm-hmm. because they do cook really nice and quick. They've got a high fat content. They're cheaper. I'm camp chicken thigh as opposed to camp chicken breast.
And like, do you cook them, are the ones with the bone in or the bone out?
I'm bone out because I'm lazy and I hate like fiddling with bones like during my meal, like even though I am a chef. Like I know how to butcher, I know how to do all that stuff, but I just, in terms of time, you know, very simple, just like chicken thighs, a little bit of oil, maybe a little bit of honey, maybe a little bit of soy sauce, maybe some kind of seasoning, you know, paprika, something like that. And, you know, I don't want to mention air fryers again, but you can use an oven and just chuck them in like 12 minutes. Like this is delicious. This is not like, you're not really cutting any corners there. And you can often find chicken thighs. It's one of those things that are consistently on special offer in whatever supermarket you go to or even your local butchers. They're like, I'm not going to say they're cheap, right? Because, you know, the kind
well,
of
they're cheaper. Over. They're cheaper than the fillets, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and tastier, in my opinion. Say that.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we have to leave it there. But thank you so much. Holly Dalton, who's a chef, and Sarah Kelly, who's co-owner of the Village Butcher Shop in Ranelagh. Thank you both for being with us.